With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Top congressional leaders joining tens of thousands of people at the March for Life in Washington. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with a report.
I would like to welcome you to the 52nd March for Life.
The crowd of pro-life marchers heard directly from the top two Republicans in Congress, Senate Majority Leader John Thune.
Every life is precious.
And Speaker of the House Mike Johnson.
My friends, House and Senate Republicans are committed to protecting innocent life.
March for Life President Jeannie Mancini said every human life has inherent dignity, and that's why the annual march continues. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump in Fletcher, North Carolina, meeting with victims from Hurricane Helene and promising to help them. During a hurricane recovery briefing, the president says FEMA has been a big disappointment.
I'll also be signing an executive order to begin the process of fundamentally reforming and overhauling FEMA, or maybe getting rid of FEMA. I think, frankly, FEMA is not good.
He said the agency is bureaucratic and slow. The next stop of the president's trip, fire-ravaged Southern California. The Senate expected to confirm Pete Hegseth today as defense secretary. Bob Agnew with the update.
If Hegseth is confirmed as expected today, it won't be by much. He narrowly survived a final procedural vote on Thursday despite the GOP's 53-47 majority. The 51-49 cloture vote came as two Republicans, Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, sided with Democrats. Hegseth retired from the Army with a rank of major after deployments in both Iraq and Afghanistan. Bob Agnew reporting.
Stocks are lower, but still near their all-time highs. The Dow is down 105. Points, the NASDAQ composite losing 84 points. This is SRN News. No more gay pride flags at U.S. embassies.
New Secretary of State Marco Rubio has forbidden staff at any American outpost in a foreign country from flying the LGBT pride banner or any other flag other than the stars and stripes. In a statement, Rubio says, quote, "The flag of the United States of America unites all Americans under the universal principles of justice, liberty, and democracy. These values, which are the bedrock of our great country, are shared by all American citizens, past and present." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Australian detectives investigating whether foreign actors are paying criminals to commit anti-Semitic attacks in that country. Lawmen are grappling with an increase in anti-Jewish crime since the Hamas attack on Israel back in 2023. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has declined to speculate about who might be funding anti-Semitic incidents in Australia, at least 15 attacks over the last couple of months. This is SRN News. Gloomy news about the housing market.
Home sales fell last year to the lowest level in nearly 30 years. Sales of homes were low in 2023, and they went even lower last year. The National Association of Realtors says more than 4 million homes were sold, but it was the weakest showing since 1995.
Correspondent Ed Donahue says existing U.S. home sales in 2024 declined 0.7% year over year. Utah lawmakers advancing a bill that experts say would establish one of the most restrictive labor laws in the country. Republicans are seeking to curb the political influence of unions serving teachers and other public service professionals. The GOP proposal that advanced would ban collective bargaining across all of Utah's public sectors. And the Las Vegas Raiders negotiating a deal to hire Pete Carroll to be their next head coach. The Raiders fired coach Antonio Pierce this month. More details at SRNNews.com.